Om Shanti, very good evening, and I hope you had a good rest. Welcome back on this journey, and we have with us two very special people, Sister Subha and Brother Harshvardhan, who are here with us to share about Sattvic way of lifestyle, which they have taken into on to their own life. At a very early age, they had undergone some chronic illnesses, and so through the Sattvic way of lifestyle, how they had overcome. So this had a great influence in their life, and they wanted to share with others. So they are their educators and also the co-founders of the Sattvic movement, and they share continuously. They're sharing through videos, through health seminars and books, and we are fortunate to have them with us here. So they're going to share their own experience and what we could take back with us. Thank you so much. Over to you.
Om Shanti, everyone. So in today's session, we learned about eating light. But often many of us don't fully know what is considered light, right? How many of us know what is light food? Okay. And how many of us are a little confused? We don't fully understand what light food is. All right. So, in the next 15 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about what is considered light food, so that you can actually make it a part of your lives. So to understand what light food is, we have to understand what Sattvic food is. How many of us have heard of this definition, Sattvic food? Okay, so many of you. Would anyone like to quickly share what they understand of this definition? Yes? Food which has a lot of prana, beautiful. Anyone else? Yes? Loaded with nutrition and good energy. All right. Yes? That's a beautiful definition. All right. So, as per our scriptures, there are three modes. The three modes are sattva, rajas and tamas. Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. So you may have heard about these, or maybe you are scratching your head and you are thinking, what are they talking about? So all souls are embodied within these three modes. All of us are working under the influence of these three modes. Sattvic is called the mode of goodness. So whenever in your life you feel a certain purity, a certain calmness, you feel happy, you feel blissful, you feel joyful, in those times you are in the mode of sattva. The second mode, which is rajas, is the mode of passion. This is when we feel very passionate, but also an excess of it makes us feel how? Stressed. It makes us feel anxious. It makes us feel restless. It makes us feel like jumping from one thing to the other. It makes us feel egoistic, arrogant. And the third one is the mode of tamas, which is also called the mode of ignorance. This is very different from the state of sattva and the state of rajas. The state of tamas is characterized by laziness. When you don't feel like doing anything, you just feel like sleeping all day. Or you don't feel like coming into action, you don't feel like doing your duties. That's tamas. Inertia. Or you feel kuch farak nahi padta. किसी चीज से फर्क नहीं पड़ता, जो हो रहा है बस होता रहे. That's the mode of tamas. So, very very briefly, these are the three modes. Now, like these three modes exist within us, even our food can either be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. So you can note this down, because a lot of new concepts you may learn today, and we're going to go slightly fast. So just please make notes so that you're able to absorb the knowledge. Sattvic has, when we talk about sattvic food, it has four qualities. You know, when we talk about food, like we were talking in the afternoon session also today, we think food is all about proteins, about calcium, about vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, omega this, omega that, right? That's not false, but it's a Western way of looking at our food. However, in our Vedic traditions, there was a slightly different way food was explained. And that was using certain characteristics. So you can make a note of how do you identify sattvic food? How do you know whether a food is sattvic or rajasic or tamasic? Sattvic food has four characteristics, four qualities. The small abbreviation for it is LWPW. LWPW. We're going to discuss each one. L stands for living food. Can anybody share what comes to mind when you hear about living food? Yes? Sprouts, that's a great example. Fruits, alright. But what's the definition of living food? These are foods that are living. But what is the definition of living food? High prana energy. Absolutely. So, let's take an example. If you take a potato and you plant it in the ground, after a few days, what will happen? A sapling will grow out of it, right? If you take a potato chip and you plant it in the ground, what will happen? Nothing. Absolutely, nothing will happen. If you take a lentil seed, dal ka dana apne liya, and you plant it in the ground, after few days what will happen? Sprout will come out of it. But if you take, let's say, a pack of noodles, or a biscuit, or a chocolate, and you plant it in the ground, what will happen? Nothing will happen. So what does that lentil, or that potato, or that tomato, or that fruit have that the biscuit or the chip doesn't? What does it have? Life energy, right? Life energy. So when we eat living foods, when we eat foods which have this life energy, what do you think happens? The same energy is transferred into our bodies. And that energy is used for thinking, for concentrating, for doing our actions in the world, for doing our duties in the world. However, when we eat dead foods, what are dead foods? Any examples, anyone? Many of us have cabinets full of dead foods, right? Let's be honest, let's be realistic. Packaged foods? Any examples, anyone? Cornflakes? Cakes, yes. So anything going to the, from the farm, it doesn't come straight to your kitchen. It goes to a factory in between where it is heavily processed, where its original nature is totally changed, becomes a dead food. So anything which is packaged, bottled, tinned, cartoned, after a lot of processing, one simple formula to identify what is living, what is dead. If a food has a TV commercial, right, it's probably not meant for our bodies. It's meant for a company to make a profit, not to provide health to your body. So fruits, vegetables, sprouts, coconut, nuts, seeds, grains, legumes, These are living foods. The more we can eat living and the less we can eat dead foods, the higher our own energy will be. The second principle, so L we've discussed, living, right? Living, isko Hindi mein bole to aisa bhojan jisme jeevan hota hai. The second is W, wholesome. Wholesome stands for puranta. Food which is complete. It is not fragmented. You see, whatever Mother Nature gives to us is a full package deal on its own. Nature has done a lot of planning before giving it to us. What do? We fragment it. We remove something from it, take something and totally transform it from its original nature. Then what happens? It doesn't digest in our bodies. It becomes hard to digest inside our bodies. So what is not wholesome in our diets? Any guesses, anyone? Okay. Yes. So one of the biggest refined foods, which is opposite of wholesome, is white sugar. What did nature give us? Sugar cane, dates, right? We refine it totally and we eat white sugar out of it. Another refined food is, as one of you said, refined flour. So what did nature give us? Whole grains, right? She gave us whole wheat, millets, lentils. But we totally change it from its natural form. And then we eat something called maida. What does this maida do inside our bodies? It can't be digested. It is the opposite of light food. It is very heavy in nature. And it sticks within our gut. The other refined food is, any guesses? Refined oil, which goes through a very heavy industrial process of refinement, where tons of synthetic chemicals are added to it. Instead, what is the wholesome version of oil? Yes. One great option is cold pressed oils. So this is little bit about wholesome. See, we've talked about three changes. Maybe it feels a bit overwhelming. But even if you start to make one change in your kitchen, one of these three swaps, your food will become lighter. Then the third principle, we'll move to the P. Any guesses what the P stands for? Yes, absolutely. Plant-based. As human beings, our food should come from plants, from the earth, from trees, and not from the suffering of an animal. When we directly or indirectly take the life of an animal and put the animal on our plate, we are not only ingesting protein or whatever terms we give this, we are also ingesting a lot of the pain within us. And we are talking so much about remaining positive, right? How can we remain positive when we ingest suffering? So the third principle of sattvic food, of light food, is plant-based. And the last principle is, any guesses? This is the hard one. Take a guess. Take a wild guess. Yes? Sorry? Water-based. Excellent. Yes. The last principle and the most important principle of sattvic food as per the Bhagavad Gita is water-rich. So there is a verse in the Gita. So these definitions are not coming from us. We have not invented these definitions. These are coming from our scriptures. So in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, verse 8, 9 and 10, Krishna actually describes these three gunas and the characteristics of foods eaten in these three gunas. So the first quality of sattvic food is water rich. It's food which has a lot of water inside it. It's rasya. So in the Gita it said, Ayu sattva balarogya sukhapriti vivardhana. Food which gives us life, food which increases our longevity, food which gives us strength, balarogya, and keeps us happy. The first characteristic, you know what it is? Rasya. It is water rich. So now you have to share some examples. What are water rich foods? Yes, fruits is the obvious one. Then what else? Yes, cucumber, what else? We have so much cucumber in lunch also, right? Green vegetables, juices, absolutely. What do we do when we make our plates? What do we do? We fill them with water poor foods. Lot of grains, lot of dals, which are not bad. We need those. But we totally ignore the most sattvic food, the water rich foods. And that is one big reason we fall prey to so many diseases in today's modern age. Diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, thyroid imbalances, PCOD. So, true sattvic food is not just no onion, no garlic food. Yes, that is one parameter of sattvic food. But if it is no onion, no garlic and it's heavily spiced, it is very heavy, how can it be sattvic? So the true definition of sattvic food is when it is life-giving, when it is wholesome, puranta, when it is plant-based and it is full of water. So, living in the IT world, we have very hectic schedules, right? We both are also working professionals, and we know how difficult it is to follow a healthy lifestyle. But even if you can take back one of these qualities and actually apply it, you will see big differences in your energy levels through the day. When you wake up in the morning, you'll wake up with much more energy. You won't yawn in between your day. You won't feel lazy in between your day. If you have chronic diseases, a lot of chronic diseases can be reversed simply by changing our food. That's what happened to both of us. And that's why we are sitting in front of you today. Because eating this way, living in alignment with natural laws, helped us heal ourselves. So try any one principle and see how it changes your body and thus your mind. Thank you.
So that was about sattvic food, and I have been told to share with all of you a little bit about how we can take care of our eyes. So this will be a practical next 10 minutes where I will take you through a little eye exercise. Is that okay for everyone? So on average, I can speak for myself, roughly 6 to 8 hours a day, I'm looking at a screen. And when I'm looking at a screen, I don't know how often I'm blinking. I would be curious to know for all of you, how many hours in a day are most of you looking at a screen? Just calculate once. 8 to 10 hours? Anyone more than that? How many? So let's just imagine, friends, 10 to 12 hours a day, our eyes are looking into an object which is giving out bright light, which our eyes were never intended or designed to look at for such long periods of time. And we don't give it a break. So these are exercises that we will do now, which you can do at your home any time of the day, every day, to give our eyes a break. So that we can keep those 8 to 10 hours, we don't have to reduce that, but we'll balance it by these exercises. Okay, so we will do it together. If you're wearing glasses, I request you to take them out. Please sit comfortably. As I will be sharing the instructions, I will also be doing the exercises myself. And it's important to note that do not strain your eyes. Since many of you may not have done these in the past and maybe the first time you are doing it, there is a tendency we push too hard. So if any of you have been to the gym on the first day, when we try too much, it can backfire, right? So same way with our eyes, we will be gentle. We will not strain the eyes during these exercises. This is a demo. We are just learning. And then as we gradually increase, we do it every day, we can push a little bit more. Alright, everyone, please sit comfortably. The first exercise we will do is a very simple up and down movement of the eyes. We will repeat this 10 times. So I'll be giving you a count. 1, look up. 2, look up. 2, and down. 3, look up and down. 4, look up and down. 5, down. 6, down. 7, down. 8, down. 9, down. 10, and down. You can gently close your eyes. Please take a deep breath in and out. Now we will do right and left movement. Please just look at me once. We do not have to move our neck at all. This is only our eyes. Okay, so we look, same 10 counts. Look to your right and left. Right, 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 and left. Gently close your eyes. Take another breath in and out. Now we will do a diagonal movement. So you will look to the top right and the bottom left. So we look top right, bottom left. Top right, bottom left. Top right, left. Top right, bottom left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, last one, right, left. We'll close our eyes, take a deep breath in, and exhale. We'll repeat this on the other diagonal. So top left and bottom right. Is everyone with me? Yeah? Alright. Top left, bottom right. Top left, bottom right. Top left, bottom right. Top left, bottom right. Left, right, left, right, left, light, left, right, left, right, top left, bottom right, left, and right. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and exhale. Alright, so now what we will do is we'll make circles with our eyes. You may have seen people do it with their neck. We rotate our neck. Similarly, we do it only with our eyes. So we don't have to move the neck at all. In this one particularly, please do not strain your eyes. So we'll make 5 circles clockwise and then 5 circles anti-clockwise. We'll take a break in the middle. So we'll start at the top and you can start making circles. One, two, remain relaxed as you do this. Three, four, five, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and exhale. We'll do it the opposite direction this side. Please do it slowly. Start. One, two, three, four, five. You can close your eyes when you complete. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Okay, now we will move to something very interesting, everyone. These are called eye push-ups. For this you will need your hand, your thumb, and you have to place it right next to your nose. Okay, and I will quickly do one demo and then we'll all do it together. So you can keep your hands down and just watch. So your hand is here and you look at your thumb the whole time. You will focus on the top part of your nail and you will stretch your hand out while maintaining focus. As soon as your hand is fully stretched, then you'll shift focus on any object behind your thumb. So your thumb goes out of focus and the background becomes in focus, and then you shift your focus back on your thumb and you'll gently bring it towards your nose while focusing on your thumb. So this is one. We'll only do five. So I'll repeat instructions. Very slowly, while focusing on the thumb, you stretch your hand out. When it's fully stretched, we will shift focus behind and shift focus back on the thumb and bring it back. Alright? So we'll try it five times and this is a very slow process. So we'll start with our thumb on our nose, everyone. And while focusing on it, slowly stretch your hand out. Shift focus back on the thumb and bring it slowly back to your nose while constantly keeping focus. Round two. Back on the thumb. Bring it towards your nose. Stretch your arm out. Shift focus back on the thumb. Slowly bring it towards your nose while focusing on the thumb. On to the fourth one. Slowly move your thumb out. Keep your focus. Shift focus back on the thumb. Bring it towards you. And last time, stretch your thumb out while focusing. Shift focus back on the thumb, gently bring it back. Then close your eyes, please. Take a deep breath in and exhale. We'll do a very simple palming exercise. All you have to do is rub your palms, generate some heat, everyone. Very nice. And you have to place it on top of your eyes. Please do not press your eyes. Just cover your eyes and notice how relaxing this feels. Please keep your eyes closed. Okay, we'll do it once more, everyone. Open your arms, generate some heat and place it on your eyes. As you do this, you'll notice a little warmth from your hands, the palm of your hands. Alright, so to finish off, we'll do a quick blinking exercise, everyone. You have to rapidly blink your eyes. By blinking constantly, we are lubricating the eye muscles. Because we have pushed it a little bit, we want to just make sure there's a little flexibility. So we'll quickly blink, everyone. just a few seconds. So you can watch me. As fast as you can, we can all blink. Yeah? This is easy. Let's go. For 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You can close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Alright. So that took less than 10 minutes. And this is something you can do every single day to keep your eyes in shape. Thank you.